The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Kayla Rebecca Mason. Kayla, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am here and I am ready.
All right, let's go. Kayla is a holistic health coach. She's an integrative nutritional coach, and she is a human design practitioner. Again, Kayla, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So one of the things that I feel I was called to this space of helping other people better their lives, one of the things that really calls to me is the idea of bringing others into alignment with their purpose in order to ultimately bring the entirety of the earth back into alignment. I firmly believe that we are moving in a good direction. We are kind of evolving as humanity right now. And a big part of that evolution comes from diving into the inner work, figuring out what we were put here to do, and doing the work that we are called to, rather than the things that we were conditioned to believe we are supposed to be doing. And so one of the things that I use in my practice, I am a holistic health coach and I work with people essentially to figure out how to get out of their own way. And one of the big things that I've been using is human design, which is a system that gives you like an energetic blueprint of the way that you specifically, based on your time of birth, were made to show up in the world. So it takes away all of the concepts of how you were raised, who raised you, what kind of people you were around as a child, as an adult, the society you grew up in, and just gives you the bare bones of who you are. So you can start to figure out, where did I unlearn the things that are me? Where did I start to feel shame about the things that make me who I am? And where can I now find a deeper truth and therefore find success and satisfaction through who I am and what I have, rather than what I think I am supposed to be?
I love it. And I always, I always appreciate, and I appreciate ambition. And, you know, I think that the more that we can help an individual to get aligned or feeling good about that, I am doing the work that is more purpose-driven, mission-driven, whatever I'm happy with the work I'm doing, and that will in turn feed into the collective and help with all of that. I think that that's an awesome thing. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
In terms of human design, I'm fascinated by it. I know I scratch the surface of it. I know that I'm a generator, but tell me a little bit about a little bit more about it.
So the bare bones of human design are that it encompasses a few different, mostly ancient traditions, and kind of puts them into one space. So we're working with astrology, we're working with the I Ching. There are bits of the Kabbalah in there. Quantum physics is a huge part of the whole thing. So the idea is that the moment you were born, there were neutrinos, which are tiny quantum physics particles, moving through you in a certain pattern. And when that was happening, the stars were in a certain alignment and the I Ching gates were in certain spaces based on those stars. And we put that all together into two different lines. There is the unconscious line and the conscious line. So the conscious line are I Ching gates and traits that really show up in your life. You can see them. Whereas the unconscious and the way that human design works, it considers the timing when the unconscious gates came to be about 3 months before birth, this moment where supposedly the soul enters the body. So those are unconscious gates. And that's something that throughout your life, you begin to let that unconscious side of you become conscious and therefore become more aligned with your existence.
Cool. And the benefit to me living my design.
So the benefit to you living your design is that you are going to feel more in flow, essentially. You'll be able to, depending on your type, there are different themes that kind of work as guideposts to let you know if you are living in your design or not. For yourself and for actually 70% of the population are either generators or manifesting generators. So for most people, this is going to apply. When you are living in your design, you feel satisfaction. You feel a sense of gratitude, a sense that where you're going is satisfying for you. You're happy where you are. Whereas when you feel frustrated, when you feel like you can't accomplish the things you want to, often that means you are not living in your design. You're stopping yourself at a point. So learning to live within your design gives you that space to be able to go further into that space of satisfaction. And it's different for different types. There are five different types for projectors. The self theme is success. For manifestors, the self theme is peace.
One of the things that I really like a lot about human design as I've got exposed to it, I thought that sounds really interesting. I'm not somebody who over the course of my first probably 41 years of life had really delved into things like this, but I did find it to be accessible. One of the things I liked once I started learning about it was that I don't need to guess what kind I am. You can actually figure that out. And then I'd be curious to get your take on what does it really take to start living your design?
That's an awesome question. And I completely understand and align with you on that space of it where you don't need to take a test. There is no space of, I actually just did an Enneagram test because someone told me about Judy, a friend of ours, told me about the Enneagram. And answering those questions the whole time you're thinking, am I answering this because is that really it? Maybe I would have said something different.
Right.
The whole time you're feeling like, I don't know if this is real. And then you get to the end and the answer doesn't quite align with you. And you think, oh, well, this must just be stupid. Whereas when you use something like human design, you're coming into it with a knowledge that this is your human design.
Once I do say, okay, it's a fascinating idea that there's an actual blueprint for living in flow. That's great. Now that I'm aware, sort of taking that first step of figuring out what my design is, then how do I go deeper into it, get the most out of it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the first thing that I would do when working with somebody to try to get into what their design is to look at their defined and undefined centers, because in the human design chart, it's broken down into almost chakra-like centers. And each of these centers controls a different kind. And very often, if we have an undefined center, there is conditioning that has taken root in that center. Because with undefined centers, we don't create reliable energy from them. We absorb energy from others. So if, for instance, I'd say a defined emotional center and you have an undefined emotional center, then when you are not with that parent, you might be kind of chill emotionally. You might not more introspective, who is more able to be present in a situation from a analytical perspective rather than from an emotional space. But if you had a parent who was very emotional, who had a defined emotional center and who conditioned you with the concepts that you should speak your emotions or you should tell, feel deeply, then you are likely to feel shame for not feeling deeply. So when you see other people crying, when you see other people feeling things, you create a sense of shame within yourself that you don't have that same feeling. So with human design, we go in there and say, hey, what if you don't have to express your emotions the way that your mother did? What if that's not part of who you are? And you get this permission to dig into who you are. And from that point, you begin to find yourself in more flow, because with awareness comes understanding. So as soon as it's, I always like to use the analogy of putting an ice cube in the sun. Awareness is like putting an ice cube in the sun. Once you've put it there, it's melting. It is no longer going to be the same. It doesn't matter if you do a dance to try to make it stop. It doesn't matter if you put it back in the freezer. It is going to melt, and it's going to be totally different from when it initially came out of the freezer, because you have now hit it with awareness.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
So, yeah.
I love it. I think that that's really cool. I think sometimes probably, and I think myself included, people we as human beings how about that for the most qualified statement any human beings ever make? Sometimes some people, sometimes me, sometimes other people, we resist going to pain. We say, I don't want to dig into that. I'd rather leave well enough alone. And This sounds like it could be sort of, you take the ice cube out, you put it in the sun. This could be like a step-by-step or a mechanism. It's showing you things you probably could be addressing and gives you the reason or the mechanism to do that.
100%. I actually was just speaking to a client who had done a lot of digging, had done a lot of work with a therapist, figuring out how their life had been affected by their childhood, how their parents had affected them. And they'd done all of this intellectual work. This concept of, yes, I lived in this type of house and I felt this way, or I lived in this type of house and I did these things because of it. When we looked at her human design chart, she had undefined mind centers, which means that taking in that information intellectually was not landing. And I asked the question, but how did you feel about it? And her defined emotional center hit her. It hit her in a way that she had not felt before, because she had a very intense defined emotional center and had never considered the concept that maybe those things that she had discovered were the things that had made her who she was were not intellectual concepts. They were emotional. So often those kind of things just live somewhere else in the body than where we expect them to be. So when we talk about uncovering pain, uncovering all of these things, a lot of times they live somewhere that we don't even realize they're building up. We don't even realize that that's what's happening. So human design can help us to figure out where to look so that you're not doing a kind of beating a dead horse work on yourself.
I love it. Removes that trial and error kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So does it cost money to figure out what my design is? How do people access that?
So I actually pull my charts from a place called freehumandesignchart.com, which is run by Karen Curry Parker, who is phenomenal and does all sorts of training and such on human design. So I pull my charts from there, and anybody can go and pull up their charts. The information past that point online is pretty scant, which is why it can be a really great choice to work with a coach like myself, or to find a course through like Karen Curry Parker if it's something that's really calling to you as possibly a career. But I would suggest the first thing to do would just be to set up a an initial reading. I myself do readings. I charge $95 for the first hour-long reading to just kind of dive into the fundamentals. And then from there, you can decide what you want to do with it next.
Nice. Yeah, it's fascinating. You'll as you go and you look at your chart and you, like the basic information, you just need to know your birth date, the place you were born, and you also need to know the time of day you were born.
Yes, you need to know the exact time. I've actually seen charts change pretty drastically throughout a day. So the exact time is very important.
Which is interesting. But then it's going to you're going to look at the thing and you'll be like, what in the world am I looking at? So I think certainly if it is something that you're interested in, I can't encourage you enough to speak with somebody like Kayla and just to make that small investment and to really figure out how to better live your design, how to more fully live your design, because I think it's such a big opportunity. So love it. Yeah. Kayla, people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
My tip is to look up your chart, to go to freehumandesignchart.com and put in your information, generate a chart for yourself, look at it, absorb it. See if you can find anything about your strategy or about your type online. There's a little bit of information about those things, and that's a great place to start. Be curious. Be curious.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Kayla, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How best can they engage with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me is to shoot me an email. My email address is KaylaRebeccaMason@gmail.com. And we can start the conversation. Just let me know what you're looking for and we can start it back and forth.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Kayla your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Get in touch with Kayla, shoot her an email, KaylaRebeccaMason@gmail.com. List that in the notes of the show. And also go to freehumandesignchart.com and figure out what your design is. It's going to say figure out who you are, but that's not going to tell you that, Kayla. It's just going to get you started. So thanks again, Kayla.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. This is such a joy.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.